So before we start with you, I'll just introduce you to our audiences today. She is the founder at Verit Consulting Group. She is a leading strategist, educator, and she'll be talking about the selling systems, the secret to sustainable sales success. So Sue, over to you.
Thank you very much. I'll just share my screen now with you. Well, look, it's my pleasure to be with you this evening for me and this afternoon for the rest of you. Yes, my name is Sue Barrett, and we have a big topic to cover. It's around sales systems. But before I start, I thought you should know that I'm actually a medical scientist by training, but I'm also a business person who's fascinated by the complex social systems of business, which is why for the last 25 years, my team and I have been actually researching and mapping and bringing a more engineered approach to sales systems. So what we want to do is we want to have a look at how we can actually make sales systems work for our organization. Why? Well, because I love nothing more than creating clear pathways through the sales chaos that often plagues many organizations. And we want to prevent random acts of sales so that people and businesses can actually achieve repeatable sales mastery and outstanding sales results. So, I'm actually inviting you all to be a bit adventurous and to go out on a limb with me. What I will do is I want to share with you a different approach, a systems approach to selling that will actually help you sell better now and sustainably into the future. But I need to ask you a favor. For this presentation at least, I want you to look at sales from a different perspective, which means you need to shift your thinking away from looking at the latest apps, tips or training as the most common solutions to improving sales and see them as part of the solution. I also want to explore some of the obstacles that get in our way in terms of adopting sales systems. And I want to talk about the power and importance of purpose and executive stewardship in keeping our sales systems operational and highly functional. To make this practical, I'm also going to be using a live case study to illustrate how putting in place a human-centered, customer-centric sales system helps people and businesses sell better faster and sustainably into the future. I will also leave you with some resources and a free mini sales systems audit you could do later if you wish. So I'll have links available for you. So we have a big topic, as I said. Let's have a look at what is a sales system. When people in business hear the term sales system, they usually associate it with some sort of platform, application, or CRM. At Barrett, when we talk about a sales system or a systems approach to selling, what we're referring to is something different. A sales system is an open system that exists within the environment of an organization and interacts with its markets, customers, competitors, and society. A sales system, like marketing, is the interface between our business and our markets and customers. A functioning sales system forms a well-coordinated superhighway or an interface of intention, strategy, communication, information, behaviors, tools, tech, and actions that actually flows smoothly back and forth between the customer's world and that of our business. The truth is that we actually all have some sort of sales system in our business. Now, whether it's built by design or it's emerged by default, the important question is this: how well is your sales system actually working for you? Because over the years, we've actually seen mainly two types of sales organizations. Those with a patchwork of sales tools and apps and vague guidelines, with many salespeople doing their own thing, or a tightly managed numbers-oriented sales regime with rigid protocols, lots of admin, and little room for movement. Either way, everything is focused on the salesperson or team and getting them to perform, and very little attention is given to how the organization actually is supporting them to perform. I don't know if this sounds familiar to people, but this is what we're seeing time and time again. This also leads to our next observation. And this is actually around the one-way traffic sales operation that's pushing their sales teams out to find and win more sales while almost detaching them from the rest of the business. There are often no feedback loops, and what's worse, there's a lack of understanding of markets and customers within the larger parts of the business. So the executive teams tend to focus primarily on the results and numbers, the sales pipeline, which is why a lot of the execs get fixated on the one or more of thousands of sales pipeline and forecasting apps and CRMs out there, because they're looking for certainty in forecasting. Instead of looking at what they can control and influence, that is the input measures of sales behaviors, activities, and quality, they tend to focus on the outputs and results and quarterly targets, always looking to actually looking at the hard numbers. This means that the sales teams are never truly supported or connected to the rest of the business. So sales remains that team over there. Under the pressure of subpar sales results, managers or L&D then revert to training their teams to fix their ever-mounting sales issues, because organizations believe the faulty premise that poor performance always lies with the sales team. So it's no surprise that sales apps and training are at risk of becoming the quick fix diet pills of the sales excellence world. So what's wrong with this situation? Well, instead of looking at the whole system and treating the underlying cause of poor sales performance, people usually treat the symptoms, which is why they grab for apps and training and keep blaming sales teams for poor sales performance. This is actually just band-aiding the situation. So instead, I'm encouraging us all to take a step back and first diagnose and then address the health of our sales system instead. So I'm going to use a case study here to illustrate what I mean. So just over 2 years ago, I was invited into a $4 billion listed B2B company that was in a terrible mess. Basically, their business was in flux and sales were falling. However, their market was and still is robust and strong. I met the newly appointed executive GM and I listened to him for about an hour and a half. The previous EGMs had tried and failed to change the reactive and poorly equipped sales team and dysfunctional culture. This new EGM was anxious because this role was going to make or break his career, and he wanted to get it right. Like many leaders, his instinct was to reach for sales training as the solution. But I said training would happen, but not yet. Instead, I asked him to be a bit adventurous and go out on the limb and actually look over the edge. And I said, there's a different approach, one that will actually help you sell better now and sustainably into the future. Then I showed him this. What you see here is a high-level view of a sales system we have developed to make sense of sales and how it actually connects to the whole business. Everything he had actually mentioned about his business was captured here. I could account for it all in detail. And when I pointed out how all the elements can work in concert with each other to flow and generate better sales outcomes, I actually saw him visibly relax. I said before we train anyone, we actually have to diagnose and fix any underlying causes of your sales issues and actually build a robust sales system and framework that can be embedded in your business to deliver sustainable sales results. So we did an online sales system strategy and operations audit on his business that measures 18 core dimensions and 60 subset dimensions, identifying what was working and what wasn't. You can see here by the percentages that they had a lot of work to do. Nothing was particularly healthy because nothing was connected or supported within the business. So to shift the dial and to achieve a true sales transformation, we pulled together his whole executive team, marketing, HR, finance, operations, distribution, etc., including his senior sales leadership team, and we unpacked everything. It showed all of us that their sales issues were actually symptomatic of systemic issues across the business, not just in sales. For the first time, it actually showed them how sales actually worked and how it was the interface between their business and their customers. So no longer was sales that team over there. Now selling was everybody's business. And this changed everything. Everyone was on board. So what we did is we established a sales framework within their business using these four pillars: strategy, process, people, and culture. And we work with them together to build all the necessary elements and engineer them into a consciously articulated sales framework that they could systematically roll out, implement, and manage. The sales leaders were trained and coached in how to manage their sales system and lead their sales teams to execute their sales strategy. Together, we had created a healthy sales system within their business ecosystem that presented a clear strategy and purpose, transparency and ease of use, on the same page decision-making across the business, how we sell around here processes, minimum standards of sales excellence, practical common set of tools and resources, easy induction and ongoing development, dramatic uplift with the learn to earn curve, unity, common ground, and above all, relief. Today, the share price is actually tracking north, and sales and margins, cultures, and customer satisfaction are never better. And even during COVID-19, their sales are up 12% year to date, while their competitors are declining by 30%. This is just one of many stories I can share with you about how sales teams and businesses are transformed by implementing a holistic sales system. What sales teams and businesses love about a functional sales system is that it delivers what we call the three C's: consistency, clarity, and communication, that lead to greater trustworthiness, commitment, and results. And this also creates more positivity, harmony, and flow. And who doesn't want that? But it's not the norm yet, not for a long shot, across many sales teams and businesses. And here's why. Basically, holistic sales systems work best if it's adopted company-wide, and selling better becomes everybody's business. A clear purpose and genuine commitment from the CEO, executive team, and down to understand and embrace a holistic sales system makes a huge difference to achieving sustainable sales results. Until that happens, your sales team will never achieve its full potential. So if this resonates with you in any way, I'm encouraging you to speak up and take this presentation to your CEO and senior leaders to start talking about sales systems. Because if nothing else, over our 25 years in business, what it's taught us is that while the selling profession can transform individual sales careers, holistic sales systems lead organizations towards thriving business, viable economies, and flourishing societies. It makes sense. So my question to you is, when will you adopt a sales system in your business? Thank you very much. And I have got the little link there too, and happy to take some questions.
Hey, so thank you so much for taking us through the presentation today. I'll take up some questions that we have from the audiences. The first question that we have for you is, what is the one key thing most ignored while building sustainable sales systems?
It's not including the whole of the business, and particularly starting with the whole senior executive team. Like I mentioned, this is a holistic approach. It has to be part of the business and the way we sell and do things around here. So unless we've got buy-in from the top, you'll find, as I said, sales will just continue to be that team over there.
Right. So the next question that we have is, what is the shortest possible path in building trust?
Well, if we look at what trustworthiness actually is, it's made up of three core things, and that is authenticity, empathy, and logic. So what you do need to do is be able to be yourself and present yourself as a true and open person. You also need to be able to understand other people and find common ground. And whatever argument you put forward and present, it must be logical, and it must, you know, make sense to people.
The next one that we have is, pandemic has constrained the spending budget. How will your sales system sustain?
Well, a sales system is a system. It's there. So you have a budget for whatever you want to do. You may find there's elements within your business that need investment. I do find that a lot of organizations invest, they get caught up in apps and things like that. They don't invest in actually creating a proper system that will support them. In fact, during COVID and other crises, your system is actually what will help support you moving forward.
Right. So the next one we have is, what are the few key points that would define a sustainable selling process?
Well, as I mentioned before, you need to have a really sound strategy. And that strategy needs to be purpose-led. It needs to be very clear about where you're going to in the market, with whom, and why yourself. And then you need to structure your sales teams accordingly, align it with marketing to make sure that marketing and sales are really that interface between customers and the business, and then the business supports that flow of information and ideas. You underpin it by process, so we actually know what we're doing, how we're doing it, and then you make sure that you kit your people up and keep them fit. So not just do training events, you need to make sure that you're doing lots of regular development and people need to become sales fit. And then, of course, creating that culture where everyone understands how they support and that value chain. Yeah. So no one in a business should be left wondering how they support customers and each other to do good business.
Right. So next question is very interesting, actually. So how does minimum profit policy works for sustainable selling?
Did you say minimum profit policy? Well, this is a really interesting thing because a lot of businesses have been very profit maximization centered and shareholder return centered, and they've left everything else, you know, alone. And I think that's really problematic. What we're finding is that businesses that actually run really good sales systems, like the case study I presented to you there in the presentation, actually find that they're much more profitable and much more sustainable. So you've got to be able to look at how you can actually, you've got to read your market properly, know what you're actually doing in terms of what you're selling and what the market can bear. But creating the right infrastructure and support and system will actually help you pivot and adapt quickly and help you keep profitable sales moving forward.
Right. The next question that we have is, how does sustainable selling affect the other existing processes in your organization?
Well, this is what the problem is, that selling has often been separated out. So what we want to be able to do is not just look at, we want to see, marketing would know this, of course, is when you're starting to attract customers to your business, how are they interacting with your business before they actually speak to a salesperson? Because how I look at marketing and sales is, marketing talks to groups, sales talks to individuals. Okay, so when they start to come into that sort of flow and you start to have a human to human contact, you've then got to take that beyond the actual sale being made all the way through to implementation and ongoing service. So it's a cyclical approach. And so you've got to be able to have, as I said, everyone in the business knowing how they actually serve that. So we've got to interconnect and create the web of that buying, selling, service journey across a whole organization. And everyone needs to be aware of what that is.
So next question is also pretty interesting that we have here is, how can I sell high manufacturing cost products sustainably?
Sustainable, high manufacturing products. Okay, well, you've got to know what your business model is. You've got to actually know your supply chain in terms of how you actually fund your manufacturing model. So the partners that you have there, you've got to also know your distribution and supply. I mean, this is a business question as much as it, you know, is a sales question. Mm. So how are you actually running your business? And you've got to look at cost of business, cost of sale, cost of service, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I would say that sustainability isn't about being cheap. Sustainability is knowing how your business actually runs and functions, and then looking at how you can actually take friction out of that system, how you can actually look at sustainable supply chains. I mean, with COVID, for example, a lot of people are really looking at their whole supply chain structure, and they're looking to onshore stuff, nearshore stuff, perhaps not divest completely from China, but to actually look at how they can de-risk their supply chain. We could go on and on and on about this whole area, but you've got to look at, this is a whole business discussion.
So I think there's an extension. The next question that we have is, what is the upper limit of cost cutting in devising a sustainable selling system?
Well, you can't cut your way to growth. Hmm. All right. So we've got to manage costs properly, but cheap is always a false economy. All right. So I think you've got to know what you're doing in terms of how you manage your business. You've got to know, someone mentioned earlier before, a substandard approach is going to cost you a lot more down the track. Yeah. So again, you've got to be a smart business person and smart business leaders to understand how your business runs and operates. There's a lot of wasted time and effort and miscommunication and poor setup, which is why I encourage this more holistic approach to sales, because everybody lives by selling something, and selling is everybody's business, because without it, we don't have business. So I'd love that to be the epicenter of organizations. And then, you know, that customer centricity and human centered approach.
Right. Thank you. So I think that are all the questions that we have for the session. Thank you so much for joining us today and taking us time for, you know, telling us about like the sustainable selling systems. And we learned a lot from your session. Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for watching the recording. Do check us out at Ampus B2B Bench for more such killer content. Also, don't forget to go to www.amplus.com and book your free demo for Ampus Enterprise version to rank your next customer.